And the pasuk continues, Shavi. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Ksav lecho es hadevorim ha'ele. Write down these words. Ki al pi hadevorim ha'ele. Because through these words, Karati itcha bris v'es Yisrael. I was curious a bris with you and with Klal Yisrael. Which means that the psukim between Shishi and Shavi are the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being curious bris with Klal Yisrael concerning v'neflinu. The pasuk said, by Shvi, hine anochi kares bris, neged kol amcha es neflois. I will make a bris with you to make a separation between you and all other nations, that I will only be sure my shechina with you. The bris was that you must keep these mitzvahs written between Shishi and Shvi, the mitzvahs of not worshipping other gods, and not being kares bris liyosheva oretz, not to marry goyim, and to keep the mitzvahs of all the tovim and aliyah l'rega. Pasuk says, "Ksav lecha es hadevorim ha'ele." Write down these things. What is it coming to exclude by saying these things? And Rashi says, it is coming to exclude Torah Shebal Peh. One is only allowed to write down Torah Shebichsav, but not Torah Shebal Peh. Vahi shomim Hashem. And Moshe was with Hashem arborim yoim v'arborim laila for 40 days and 40 nights. This is referring to the last 40 days and 40 nights when he got the luchos shenios. Lechem lo ochal umayim lo shoso. He did not eat any bread. He did not drink any water. Vayichtov ala luchos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote on the luchos that Moshe made, es divrei habris, the words of the covenant, aseres hadvarim, the 10 things, aseres hadibros. And Rav Shach explains that the reason why Moshe did not eat or drink while he was in Shemayim is to teach us that Torah is only nikness through Yegiya and through hardships. And therefore, by not eating and drinking, the Torah is showing us that there is no way to be koine Torah elo kishememis atzmai oleho, only if one actually kills himself and puts himself through hardships in order to acquire the Torah. Similarly, we find earlier, when the pasuk says "Vayikichaloisa ledaber itoy," when Hashem finished speaking to Moshe, the lashon is "Kichaloisa," written without a vav, like the word "Kichaloisa." And Rashi explains that the Torah was given to Moshe as a present, just like a kala to a chassan, because there was no way that Moshe could have learned the whole Torah in 40 days, and therefore it was given to him as a present. And Mefarshim ask, if it was given as a present, why did Moshe have to stay there for 40 days? Let Hashem give it as a present and come down right away. And the answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe to be miyageya, to work in the Torah, and to acquire as much as he was able to during those 40 days. And after he did his best to get as much as he could in the 40 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the rest of it as a present. And that was a limud for future generations, that if a person is miyageya in Torah, even the parts of Torah that he was not able to get, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to him as a present. And here too, we see the yegiyas haTorah and the hardships through Moshe not eating or drinking for 40 days. Vayehi beredes Moshe behar Sinai. And it was when Moshe came down from Har Sinai, Ushnei luchos ha'edus biyad Moshe, and the 2 luchos in the hands of Moshe, beredetai min ahar, when he came down from the mountain, and this took place on Yom HaKippurim, uMoshe lo yoda ki karen or ponov bidavro itai. Moshe did not know that his face had a shine to it because Hashem spoke to him. Malbim explains that, of course, Moshe knew there was a shine here, but he thought the shine was coming because of the luchos. He did not realize that this shine was coming from his face, and he was the reason of the shine. We just mentioned that Moshe came down with the luchos shniyos on Yom Kippur. And the question is, how can Moshe carry the luchos on Yom Kippur? He was going from a mountain. And we know the halacha that tel gavaya asara, that a tel, a hill, that is 10 tefachim high, has a din of a rishus hayochid. So the mountain, which was more than 10 tefachim high, had a din of a rishus hayochid. So how is he able to take the luchos from the rishus hayochid and bring it to Klal Yisrael, who were 600,000 people who had a din of a rishus harabim? That is an iser of yitzia mirishus hayochid lirishus harabim. The makneh, in his Akdama to Sefer Kedushin, at the last few lines of the Akdama, asks this kasha, and he answers that Moshe was given the luchos as he was walking. We know that the din of Yitzah on Shabbos needs an akira and a hanocha, which means the person has to pick up the item in the Rishus HaYachid and put it down in the Rishus HaRab. That is considered a akira and hanocha. Or If the person is already holding the item before Shabbos starts, by walking, starting to walk, that is considered the Akira, and stopping to walk is the Hanocha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Moshe to do an Isser of carrying on Yom Kippur. So he gave the Luchais to Moshe as he was walking. This way, as he was walking, he never made the Akira to start with. And therefore, it is not Osir min HaTorah. And that is why the Pasuk says, Eloshen Beriditai min HaHar. The Pasuk starts off by Yehi Beredas Moshe. Why does it say again, Beriditai min HaHar? It is to stress that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Luchais to Moshe Beriditai min HaHar as he was going down from the mountain, while he was walking, and therefore there was no Isser. That is the teretz of the Makne in his Akdoma to Kedusha. Others say another teretz, that since we know that the Aron was Noisei Es Noisav, the Aron carried the ones that were supposed to be carrying it. The Leviim were supposed to be carrying the Aron, but the Aron was actually carrying the Leviim. Aron Noisei Es Noisav. And we know what was inside the Aron that gave the Kedusha to the Aron, the Luchais. So if Aron Noisei Es Noisav, the Luchais were definitely Noisei Es Noisav. So therefore, it wasn't Moshe who was carrying the Luchais, but rather the Luchais who were carrying Moshe, and therefore there was no Isser of Haitzah B'Shabbos. Another teretz is given by the Ragachava in Sefer Tzofnas Paneach in Parshas Ekev, where over there the Ragachava is Medayik, that the Pasuk says, in Perik Yud, Pasuk Hei, by Luchai Shniyais, it says, Vo'efen vo'ered minahar, and I turned and I came down from the mountain. But by Luchas Rishonos, in Perik Tes, Pasuk Tes Vav, the Pasuk says, Vo'efen vo'ered minahar, u'shnei Luchas Avbris al shtei yodai. By Luchas Rishonos, in Perik Tes, Pasuk Tes Vav, it says, when he went down from the mountain, the two Luchas were in his hands. But in Perik Yud Pasuk Hei, when it says, Vo'efen vo'ered minahar, it does not say, and the two Luchas were in his hand. Why was it like that? And the Ragachava answers, because of this kasha. Since by Luchas Rishonos, it was not on Shabbos, Moshe was able to carry the Luchas down from the mountain. Masha'en came by Luchas Shnias, which was on Yom Kippurim, Moshe was not able to carry it down from the mountain. Therefore, the Pasuk does not say that he carried it down from the mountain, because he left it on the mountain. He did not bring it down. And that is his diuk also over here in Parashas Kisisa. Why does it say again, Beriditai min HaHar, after the Pasuk starts off, Vayihi Beredas Moshe? It is because the Pasuk is stressing, Ushnei Luchas Ha'edus Biyad Moshe Beriditai min HaHar. The Luchas were only in his hands when he started going down the mountain. But he left it on top of the mountain because he did not want to be over the Isser of Haitzah Mirishus HaRabim L'Rishus HaYochim. And the pasuk continues, "Vayar Aaron v'chol bnei Yisrael es Moshe, and Aaron and all the bnei Yisrael saw Moshe. V'hine koran or ponov, his face was shining. Vayiru migeshes elov, they were afraid to come close to him. And here we see how great the koyach of Avera is, because before the Yidden worshipped the Egel, they had no problem looking at the fire of Hashem on top of Har Sinai, which was much greater than the shine of Moshe. But after the Chet Egel, they were afraid even of the Koran or Ponov Shel Moshe. Vayuk Aleha Moshe, and Moshe called to them. Vayashuvu Elov, and they returned to him. Aaron, v'chol ha-Nasiim bo'eda, Aaron and all the Nasiim of the congregation. Vayadaber Moshe Aleim, and Moshe spoke to them all the mitzvahs. Va'achreichein, nigishu kol b'nei Yisrael. And afterwards all the b'nei Yisrael came before Moshe. Vayitzavom es kol asher dibar Hashem itoy b'har Sinai. And Moshe commanded the b'nei Yisrael what Hashem commanded him at Har Sinai. And that was the Seder HaLimud. First Aaron heard the Torah, and then he stood on the left side of Moshe. Then Elazar and Isamar came in and heard the Torah, and they sat down, Elazar to the right of Moshe and Isamar to the left of Aharon. And then the Zakenim came, and Moshe taught them the Torah, and then they sat on the sides of Elazar and Isamar, and then all of Klal Yisrael came in. So it comes out that Aaron heard the Torah four times, Elazar and Isamar heard it three times, the Zakenim two times, and Klal Yisrael once. And the reason for this limud of four times is to teach us that a person cannot be considered learning something until he actually learns it four times. Four times is not a chazara. Chazara is 100 and 101 times. But limud itself is considered four times. Vayachal Moshe midaber itam, and Moshe finished speaking to them. Vayiten al ponov masveh, and he put on his face a masveh, a mask, in order that Klal Yisrael should not benefit too much from the shine of his face. When Moshe came before Hashem to speak to Hashem, Yoser es ha-masveh at seisai. He removed the masveh until he came out, and he kept it off when he came out. And then with the masveh, with the mask off, he spoke to Klal Yisrael what HaKadosh Baruch Hu just commanded him. And the Bnei Yisrael saw the face of Moshe, Kikurin, or Bnei Moshe, that the face of Moshe was shining when he was speaking to Klal Yisrael. And then Moshe returned the mask to his face until Hashem spoke to him again. So basically, the mask was off when Hashem spoke to him and when Moshe spoke to Klal Yisrael. And until the time where Hashem spoke to him again, he put the mask back on. Let us go back on the Rashis. Zot Rashi Pasuk Chav Zayin. And Hashem told Moshe to write down Es HaDevarim Ho'ele, these things. One is not allowed to write down Torah Shabbat Peh, only Torah Shabbat Sav. When he brought down the Luchas Achronis on Yom Kippur, he came down and his face was shining. Ki Koran, Loshon Karnayin. The literal translation of Koran means horns. Sheha'or Mavik Uboilet Kibin Keren. Because the shining was sticking out like a horn. And where did Moshe merit to have this shining, this karni ahoid? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe the Yud Gimel Midos, and he let him see his Kesher Shel Tefillin, he put him in a cave and covered him with his hand, and Hashem's hand being on top of Moshe caused him to have this shine. Shenema v'sachoisi kapi, and I covered you with my hand. Vayiru migeshes elov, and Aaron and the Bnei Yisrael were afraid to come close to Moshe. Ba ure'e, come and see. Kama gedola koicha shel avera, how great the strength of sin is. She'at shelo poshu yudeyam ba'avera, before the Yidden sinned, mahu amir, what does it say? Umari kvod Hashem ke'esha echeles p'roisha har, and the vision and the view of Hashem was like a fire on top of the mountain, Le'ene Bnei Yisrael, in front of the eyes of the Bnei Yisrael. V'lo Yireim, v'lo Mizdazim, they were not afraid and they did not shiver from this sight. U'misha Osu was a Egel, but once they did the Egel, Af Mikarni Hoydu Shal Moshe Hoyu Marsiim U'Mizdazim, they were afraid of even the shine of Moshe's face. Hanasim Ba'eda, Kemoi Nesiei Ha'eda. Hanasim Ba'eda means the Nesiim of the Eda. Vayedaber Moshe Aleim, Moshe spoke to them, Shlichusei Shel Mokoi, the message that Hashem told him. Uloshen Hoivehu, and this is a Loshen Hoiveh, something that constantly happened. Kol Inaz Hazeh, this whole Inyan of Moshe removing the mask, putting on the mask, and speaking to Klal Yisrael is Loshen Hoiveh, something that always happened. V'acharei chein nikshu, and afterwards the Bnei Yisrael came close. Acha shalomed lezakenim, after Moshe taught the zakenim chayzer umalamid haparsha oy halacha liYisrael, he went back and taught the halacha or the parsha to Klal Yisrael. Tana Rabbanon, the Rabbanon learned ketzad seder hamishna. What was the order of seder hamishna that Moshe taught Klal Yisrael? Moshe hayalamid bipiagvura. Moshe first heard the mitzvahs from Hashem. Nichnas Aaron. Aaron entered. Shana loy Moshe pirkoi. Moshe taught him the perik. Nistalak Aaron v'yoshev loy l'smoil Moshe. Aaron moved aside and sat down on the left side of Moshe. Nichnasu banav. His sons came in. Shana lehem Moshe pirkom. Moshe taught them the halacha. Nistalku heim yoshev elozoli min Moshe v'samar l'smoil Aaron. Then they left, and Elozor sat down to the right of Moshe, and Isamar on the left of Aharon. Nichnasu zakenim. Then the zakenim entered. Shono lehem Moshe pirkom. Moshe taught them their halacha. Nistalku zakenim. And the zakenim left. Yashvu litzdadim. And they sat on the sides of Elozor and Isamar. Nichnasu kolam. And then the nation came in. Shono lehem Moshe pirkom. And Moshe taught them their halacha. Nimsu biyat kolam aleph. The Yidden heard it once. Biyad Zakenim Beis. The Zakenim heard the halacha twice. Bnei Aharon Shloisha. The sons of Aharon heard it three times. And Aaron Arba Kideisa Be'ervin, like it says in Masechtas Ervin. Va'iten al ponov masve, and he placed upon his face a mask. Kitagumai, like Targum says, Beis Api, a covering for his face. Loshen Aramihu. Masve is a Loshen Arami. It is an Aramaic word. The Gemara it says, Savi Liba, his heart saw. He was looking at her face. It means to look. He was looking at her. Afkan masfe. Here also, the word masfe means peged haniten keneged ha'partzof, a article of clothing placed on the face. Well, beis ha'inayim, and over the eyes. Well, the kavod karnei ha'hoid, and it was for the honor of this shrine that Moshe had. Shloyazunu hakol mehem. Not everybody should have benefit from it. Ha'inoisim masfe kenegdon. He would place a mask opposite them. He took it off when he spoke to Klal Yisrael, and also when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him until he came out, he went out from Hashem to Klal Yisrael without the mask, and he spoke to the Bnei Yisrael, and they saw the Karnei Ahoy, and then when he left them, he returned the mask on his face at Boyu Ladabi Itoy until he spoke to Hashem again. Ukshebo Ladabi Itoy, and when he came to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Noitel Me Alponov, he took it off his face. But Moshe says Bederech Drush that the reason why Moshe spoke to Klal Yisrael without the masveh on his face was to teach future generations. When a Rebbe teaches his Talmud, he should never have, so to speak, a mask over his eyes. He should not cover his eyes and look away from his Talmud and say, I'm learning with this Talmud. I don't have to see what's going on in other aspects of his life. It's not my job. Therefore, the Pasuk says that when Moshe spoke to Klal Yisrael, he took off the masveh. He was involved in every aspect of their lives and did not cover his eyes.